There has been a serious security breach involving the Department of Homeland Security. An independent website has published dozens of morning briefs compiled for Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge about suspicious incidents and investigations around the country. The information is not classified, but it is sensitive, and officials worry it will jeopardize some ongoing cases. NPR's Pam Fessler covers Homeland Security and is with us now. Pam, first, tell us about this website.
Well, it's called cryptomy.org, and it's a site run by a man in New York named John Young. And he thinks there's too much government secrecy, so he posts any sensitive documents he can get his hands on. In this case, he posted about three dozen of these daily briefs that are put out by the Homeland Security Operations Center. And that's the agency within the Department of Homeland Security that compiles reports from law enforcement officials and others around the country about possible terrorist or other illegal activity. What the agency is trying to do and what the center is trying to do is to pull together all the so-called dots so that hopefully they can detect signs of any potential terrorist activity.
So what kind of specific information is in these briefs?
Well, there's a whole range of things. A lot of the reports are about suspicious people, often described as Middle Eastern looking, who are photographing sensitive sites. In the October 14th brief, for example, there's a report out of Louisiana about two men taking pictures of a chemical facility, including the power grid. When they were questioned, the men said that they were just fascinated by chemical plants, but they also reportedly were carrying newspaper articles about the 9/11 attacks, so that's being investigated. A lot of the reports involve individuals on watch lists, being stopped at the border, people trying to sneak weapons aboard airplanes. There was one report about airport screeners stopping a man who had a hairbrush with a knife that was integrated into the handle. The man told him that he didn't know it was there. There was also a report about divers from the Detroit Police Department who found two improvised explosive devices in the Rouge River, about a half mile from a wastewater treatment plant. Some of the reports are pretty sketchy, though. There was one from a woman in Seattle who reported that a possibly Middle Eastern man was acting suspiciously at her yard sale. There's quite a lot of things like that, but the officials say that they have to investigate all the reports just in case there is something more sinister going on.
So how has the Department of Homeland Security reacted to the publication of all this information?
Well, they haven't said anything publicly, but privately I'm being told by some people there that this information involves some ongoing criminal investigations, and they're very concerned that these cases have now been compromised and that some of the department's undercover investigators, some of whom are trying to stop illegal arms deals, that they could in fact be jeopardized. They're trying to take steps to make sure that these leaks don't happen again.
And the source of these leaks? How did this information get out?
Well, John Young, the man who runs cryptomy.org, told me that he received the documents through an anonymous source, which is how he gets a lot of his material. But he also subsequently learned that some of the documents could be found through Google. That's because they were accidentally posted on an unsecured Energy Department website, and that website has now been shut down. But it certainly raises some questions about how good the government is at keeping secrets.
And how do we know that these documents are legitimate, that they're not forged?
Well, a Homeland Security Department spokesman confirmed to me that, in fact, they are legitimate. These are the reports that Tom Ridge gets in the morning. This spokesman, though, also pointed out that these are only a few of the hundreds of reports that the department gets each week. And these briefs actually give a really fascinating look at the kind of information that the agency has to deal with, trying to figure out what's a threat and what isn't. A lot of these things on the surface appear to be very serious and very suspicious, but after they investigate, there might be an innocent explanation that somebody just misinterpreted what somebody else was saying. The difficulty is trying to figure out which ones are serious and which aren't.
Pam Fessler, thanks so much.
Thank you.
NPR's Pam Fessler covers Homeland Security.